attorneys are an extremely important contingent of Normal's work and the work of all marijuana law reform groups. We've got a great attorney with us today, somebody who's worked extremely hard on a number of social justice issues in New Jersey, including a landmark case in racial profiling involving the New Jersey State Police just a few years ago. I'd like to introduce Normal Legal Committee member William Buckman of New Jersey.
Thank you. I want to talk, I can't escape the irony of the fact that we are in the Constitution Center to talk about something that should have been legal and is a God-given right of every human being, be it marijuana or be it, or whether we call it medicinal marijuana or whether we call it just the right to live. I remember doing cases over the years, homicide cases, maybe other cases, where the right of self-defense is the oldest right, that known history has, the right to live. And that's what the fight to legalize medicinal marijuana is, the right to live, the right to maintain one's self-integrity. I'd like to remind everybody here, particularly those of us from New Jersey, of course our state slogan is arrive on vacation and leave on probation. At least it used to be with the New Jersey State Police. But, you know, there's two things about New Jersey that come to my mind. Number one, the New Jersey Supreme Court pats itself on the back repeatedly in many of its case law or many of its cases when they talk about discrimination. They say New Jersey's number one goal is the eradication of the cancer of discrimination. It's time for New Jersey to eradicate the cancer of this type of discrimination, the discrimination between how people treat themselves, the discrimination between doctors who want to prescribe effective medicine and those doctors that just want to go by the rule book and prescribe only those things that have a million warnings on them, which marijuana would not have. We can look every night at the ads for medicines on television, and I love to listen to how quickly they talk. Well, in rare cases, it may cause this, and death. We can't say that about marijuana if it were advertised on television, and it's time for New Jersey to end this type of discrimination. Something else comes to my mind about New Jersey, and I remember when I first began litigation against the state police. The New Jersey State Police was organized, and in the preamble organizing the largest law enforcement agency in the state, it says one of their main goals was to succor the helpless. I don't know if any of you know what the word, or if we're all on the same page in what the word succor means. It means to comfort, to care for, to help those who are defenseless, to help those who are in pain or in need. It's time for New Jersey law to give substance to this notion of succoring the helpless. It is time for us to live up in so many ways to the things that we pat ourselves on the back about, our fights against discrimination and our desire to help the helpless. The fact that New Jersey is so far behind the line in legalizing medicinal marijuana is nothing short of a shame, and we should make New Jersey feel ashamed for this. You've heard from lawyers and distinguished people all day. I'm not going to take up much more of your time. I just want to thank you for being here, and I want to tell you how privileged I am to address you and share a few words with you. Thank you.